from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The man who survived the shooting by one of the hanged Bahamian convicts speaks out. Regional countries consider the impact of the global financial crisis and why the Caribbean is attracting an unwanted type of tourist. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The 21 remaining death row prisoners in the Bahamas are tensely awaiting their fate following the hanging yesterday of two convicted murderers. The executions of 28-year-old Trevor Fisher and 51-year-old Richard Woods generated massive interest in the country and condemnation outside of it from lawyers representing the hanged men as well as human rights advocates. But as reporter Jerome Sawyer has been telling me, the level of public interest has not been sustained.
Well, things have quieted down considerably. All of the anticipation, all of the fanfare, if you can call it that, that was surrounding yesterday's hangings, has completely died down. It seems that the country's moved on now. Now, what the long-term effects will be is still yet to be seen. In the short term, it seems that we have satisfied a desire to have capital punishment carried out. But in the long term, that's going to it's going to be a while before we can assess what's actually going on.
So yesterday there was total frenzy about the hangings. Today it's like totally fallen off the agenda?
There are a few talk shows that are entertaining callers that are expressing their views on the whole situation. Aside from that, I think members of the media have moved on to other news events. And of course, as you know, media will always propel public opinion and public interest. I think the public is now asking when will more hangings take place. That's the big question right now.
Jerome Sawyer.